This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Temperatures could cool down across the state this week as storms and moisture roll in from the Pacific. Denverite's Kiara Damari has more.
Temperatures at lower elevations will remain in the 90s through Wednesday, but are expected to drop into the 80s on Thursday. Friday and Saturday will remain cooler, with low 80s in the metro area. According to the National Weather Service, flash flooding will be a risk near burn scars from recent fires. Here's meteorologist Zach Harris.
You know, if you're planning on recreating anywhere near those burn areas, it's probably a good idea to be aware of where you are and having a good way to get some of those watches and warnings as we get into this weather pattern.
He also warns that people on the Front Range should be careful of lightning. The dry heat is expected to return next week. I'm Kiara Damari, Denver 8.
If clouds clear out in time, tonight may be your chance to see a shooting star, or even hundreds of them. The Perseid meteor shower is one of the biggest meteor showers of the year, and it peaks tonight. But seeing the show isn't always as easy as it sounds. Even the experts sometimes miss it. Michael Reimer is with Dark Sky International.
In my years of trying to observe this meteor shower, I have had no success.
He says light pollution can make the meteors tough to spot, but Colorado has plenty of dark sky spots, and this year's new moon should make for especially good viewing. You can find more about the best ways to watch, including a list of some groups holding viewing parties, at CPR.org. This is CPR News. Showers and thunderstorms are expected in the mountains today, and there's a good chance for rain at lower elevations as well, where temperatures will generally be in the low to mid-90s.